This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm going to welcome you back to another, what I would call another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Let's just jump on it again here. Okay, because I got to tell you, some of the stuff you guys sent me is great. But this story, we started to tell the story in the last segment. And over the last hour, with Corey Duncan, you want to go grab that segment. I always enjoy Corey. He and I have a good time when he's on the show. This bothers me to no end. The way they did this just bothers me. So here's a young man, and notice where I'm going with this. Young man, out of Tennessee, hardworking young man. I'd love to have this kid working for me. I mean, really, if he's this focus, he's willing to work this hard, he's willing to put it together and figure it out on his own, then he's in. He's got a job for life. Right? Anyway, he set out to earn enough money to pay for his own college before he even started, and guess what? He won. He did it. He says, I just stay away from the negativity. I try to be always positive, said Cuvantes King. Cavantes? Yeah. King said that he grew up in a single-parent home with his mother. I meant to tell Corey. I wanted Corey to tell his story about his mom next time. Got a great story with his mom. He grew up in a single-parent home with his mother, whose influence paved his way to success. She just taught me how to be independent, like she had it. Right? She just wanted me to get it myself, he said. Now, from age 12 to 17, are you hearing me? From age 12 to 17, King sold newspapers with one goal, earn enough to pay for his entire college. And he did it. He deserves applause. Seriously. So when he came down to school, he said, my mom didn't have to come out of pocket to do anything, or I didn't have to take out any loans to go to school, he told WHBQ. He earned $200 every Sunday for 5 years straight, and he was just accepted into Tennessee State University. King has this piece of advice to share. Make sure that you surround yourself with people that are trying to go up in life and not trying to bring you down. Now, I figured this kid had to sell, what, 10,000 papers a week to make the money he'd need to go to college? But as he said, I earned $200 every Sunday for 5 years. And you know what he did? He saved the money. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? He saved the money. Now, King has this... come on. Really? You're going to do this to me now? Hello? Don't you love computers? Oh, so anyway, I'll try to do it from memory. But King, as he says, he had a great upbringing, and he wanted to let everybody know. Make sure that you surround yourself with people that are trying to bring you up. You hear that? trying to bring you up. Not bring you down, bring you up. So if you're in a neighborhood, and these guys are telling you you're never going to make it, you're never going to go anywhere, you're never going to be anything, you know what you need to do? Get away from them. Use that old, forget you, man, and leave. That's what you got to do. That's how you make a difference. Look, I grew up in the north end of Boston. In the 70s when I was there, mafia influence was great. I mean heavy. And that's all you were ever going to be. You know, a runner, a mafia guy, whatever, whatever, whatever. And you had to get out. The only way to win was to get out of there. This young man couldn't get out of there, but he was willing to ignore them. He says you got to be willing to believe in yourself. You got to be willing not to listen to these guys. But you know what? I know some of you don't want to hear this. It all starts with parenting. Hello? Anybody home? It all starts with parenting. We've seen plenty of these kids, Corey being among them, who grew up in a single-parent home, mostly mothers, who were willing to be tough, who were willing to give them the love and discipline they needed to succeed. This kid's mother, she was involved in his life. She was pushing him to go in the right direction. She wasn't letting him find himself. I hate that. No, you know, I know Johnny's only 15, 16, but we let him do what he wants to do because he needs to find himself. Yeah, lady, he's right there. I can see him hanging off the curtain. Get him off the curtain. That's not the right thing to do. Right? Mom was involved at a point with this young man to say, look, you're not going to be looking up to rappers. You're not going to be looking up to thugs. You're not going to be looking up to people who are pushing a different lifestyle. That's, you know, instead of people saying that parents like this are wrong, because that's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear that parents like this are wrong. They're off. But there are so many more stories, as far as I'm concerned, from what I've seen, from what I've done. I'm doing this coming up on 8 years now. I think it's 8 years this month, at the end of this month. Right? You hear more and more stories about the parents that were more permissive, allowed their kids more freedom, about how those kids have so much more trouble. If somebody's right, somebody's wrong, and just because you think it's right doesn't mean it is. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. You're listening to The Real Side with me, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
In the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, some of the river you stop.
We are back.
Everything.
Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. I really do appreciate the time I know it sounds weird, that you care about watching the show and giving me some information. You know, I just love it. So anyway, I want to get back to, I hate wasting time with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, again, how racist is it? I mean, people are, they're surprised. They're surprised that he had this great upbringing. They're surprised that he's been able to save the money. They're surprised he turned out to be a good kid. Why? Because he's black? I mean, seriously. Do you realize he is not, he is, And I'm not taking anything away from this kid, all right? Please. I am not taking away from anything from this young man. I give him plenty of applause here if I could. So I like what he's done. I got to give him a lot of credit for it, okay? You think he's the only teenager in this country, the only one, that has saved for college, went to college debt-free, was able to pay for his college from day one? You think so? I'm sure there were white kids and Asian kids and Italian kids, right? I mean, Hispanic kids, or had most of it anyway. So the thing for me is, again, I'm just going to go back to it. Kind of, in and of itself, it's kind of racist. Say, look what this black kid did. Oh, my God. It's like, really? Seriously? You're really going to go there? That's the stuff that just drives me bonkers. Because, again, if I say it, I'm the bad guy. I can't even speak about women. I'm the bad guy. You got to go back and see some of the comments and some of the issues. I wrote one about abortion. They're like, hey, you don't have any ovaries. You can't talk about women. Well, I wasn't talking about the women. I was talking about the baby. All right. So I know I touched on this tonight, but I really didn't get into it. I don't believe I did. If I did, then what can I tell you? So you get to hear it two nights in a row. What can I tell you? I got to learn how to delete these things, get them out of the way. So the boy wins state honors. Oh, no, I know what I did. I started to go off on it, and I pulled myself back and said, no, I want to give it the amount of time it actually needs. So a boy wins state honors in girls' track and field events. At an Alaska high school, students can decide if they're a boy or a girl when playing sports. You don't need to undergo any hormone treatment, your sex reassignment therapy, nothing. You walk up to the coach and say, yep, feel like a female today. And that's it. So if you're a boy and you say you feel like a girl, poof, that's it. You're on the girls' track team. So Natafon Wangut, and I am not massacring that name on purpose. But, what's it? Natafon Wangut did. He made it all the way to the state finals. The Haynes senior advanced to finals, placing fifth in the 100-meter dash and third place in the 200-meter dash. Wangut is a boy, at least biologically. But he told the school that he identifies as a female, so he competes against girls. Now, if you're familiar with biology, this is a rather unfair advantage. All right? The males are generally faster, stronger, and better at most. When you look at the fields that they're in, compared to the weight, the size, the issues, and that kind of thing, the boys are usually better at it. And here's the thing: this is not me just saying this. If you look at what came out of Title IX, the federal law, Title IX that forces high schools, educational systems and what have you, to make equality for girls, for men and women, girls and boys, what have you. So if you have a baseball field for the boys, then you have to have a baseball field for the girls, and it's not the same. It's different. The sports are set up so that you have male and female. Sports are set up. It'd be nice if I changed the shot, right? The sports is set up for male and female. I mean, you think a bunch of males got together and said, oh, we don't want the girls to play with us, so we're going to set up a whole set of sports for them. We're going to change the Olympics now? I mean, there's so many sports that revolve around or have different nuances for male and female. And I've already told you the Walter Waite World Wrestling Federation, whatever it's called. They're already screaming because they have a transgender there. A guy who identifies as a girl who's causing physical bodily harm to the others. They do not want to wrestle with him anymore. Why is that? Because of the damage he's doing to them. No other female's done that to them. In all the years they've been wrestling, they haven't had the kind of pain that they have with this person. So for anyone remotely familiar with this, you know, you got to understand, if you're... think about your daughter being on that team, that wrestling team. Or even in this case, you know, your daughter's been beating her brains out for years, working out every day, every night, foregoing trips with her girlfriends, vacations with the family maybe even. For what? At the last minute, they have a guy pop up, show up, and all of a sudden, he wins them all, constantly winning. One writer goes on and says, look, I'm glad this person is comfortable with who they are and they're able to be happy in who they are. But I don't think it's competitively, completely 100% fair, said Saska Harrison. Another runner, Peyton Young, agreed, I don't know what's politically correct to say, but in my opinion, your gender is what you were born with. These are the kids. And I know some of you guys are going to go like ballistic and call her a bigot, a homophobe, and a transphobe, and a phobophobe, and whatever, whatever, whatever. But this is just wrong. Any way you cut it, this is wrong. Great. Forget the... Okay, they want to identify as a female? That's fine. I don't know what this is just wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. I'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Yes, I know, I'm going quick. On purpose, 855-732-5563. Again, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do, I do, I do. What was that? That was out of Wizard of Oz, too, right? I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, let's get on it. We're talking about, I know, and the LGBT, if you're part of that community and you think I'm a hater and you're just going to send me nasties, I don't read them. I get through the first sentence and I go, okay, it's obvious that you already got your mind made up. There's nothing I can do about it. Goodbye. Have a nice day. But you're being disingenuous. You're lying. If you really believe that there's equality, and someone deciding in a male, deciding that they're a female or that they identify as female, and then allowing them to play in the sports of their gender, okay, or their perceived gender, knowing that there is a biological physical difference, forget. Forget the sexual organs. I'm talking about size, weight, muscle mass, makeup, bone density. There are differences between the two. I mean, look at, you can have a skeletal remains of somebody, and they know whether it's male or female. So don't tell me there isn't a difference. Because there is. And kudos to these young people. You know, they're sitting here saying, look, I'm glad they're happy in their skin. I'm glad they're happy with who they are. You know, that they found something that's great for them. But you know what? Ultimately, he still has it over us. Right, genetically, a guy has more muscle mass than a girl. And if he's racing against a girl, he may have an advantage. That's a statement of fact. This matters because many of these girls are competing, and not just for the glory and the honor of winning Allstate, but because they're competing for college money. College? College scholarships. But it's the truth. They're competing so they can get some money to go to school with. This is wrong. Some of these girls would never have a chance to further their education without doing well in these events. And having biological male in there competing against them reduces their chances of winning. And no, they're not sore losers. Now, the conservative group Alaska Family Action, AFA, they held a protest outside the state final saying forcing girls to compete against a male athlete is just unfair, period. Because honestly, we're here today as a voice from the community to ensure that female athletes are not denied playing opportunities and scholarships otherwise available to them. And with a male, with them competing against a male, for all intents and purposes, that's a problem. Now, Minery argued that allowing students to play on teams of the opposite sex disproportionately impact female students who will lose sports on a track or soccer and volleyball teams to male students who identify as female. Now, in Alaska, girls get to dedicate or decide if a transgender athlete can compete in a sport as the gender they identify with. He said, we didn't want to necessarily create a situation where we were just going to bring in a committee and those type of things, and just because it's not practical here, you know, in Alaska, that is. Alaska School Activities Association Executive Director Bill Strickland said that, you know, eventually, folks, we're going to abandon gender sports and girls will compete alongside guys in all activities. That's where we're headed, isn't it? That's not fair. It's not right. It's just not fair. Okay, so what are you going to do, too? You're going to bring in people that have lost limbs, arms, and, you know they got to work harder at it? So what do you do in the marathons that are held across the country? You're going to change all those rules, too? The writer goes on to say, it doesn't bode well for the athletic girls who just want a chance to succeed, maybe get some recognition. You know, you go to a trial for a track team, right? Or you go to a trial for one of these teams. And maybe three boys are trying out for the girls' team because they identify as female. And they just blow the girls away, right? You're going to stay? You're going to keep working? You're going to stay? Because you're never going to be seen. You're never going to stand out in the top five, are you? Marty goes on to say that the irony is that despite the biological advantage, Wingott didn't win, not even close. So she couldn't do any better than the third, losing out to the state track star Tanner. They have some interesting names. Galem, who swept the event that she was in. Right? Now, all right, yes, I understand. Well, see, that proves it. No, it doesn't prove anything. It just proves that Wingott didn't practice the way she needed to, didn't work out the way she needed to. Maybe wasn't as good as she thought she was. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to try to get this because I think this is a big deal. Let's see. For my Catholic friends, if you can't take any kind of corrective criticism or open conversation, I don't even call it criticism. How about just open conversation? Let's start off there. So if you can't take any kind of open conversation about the Pope, I grew up a Catholic. I don't have anything negative to say about it. I love my Catholic upbringing. I learned a lot about discipline. I learned a lot about faith from Catholicism. All right? But there's some, you know, they are the Pope, and others are men. Okay? Any way you cut it, they're men. All right? So the Pope recently came out. I wonder if I can do the video on this. Yeah, you don't want to cancel the video because I'd have to translate it for you. And I don't want to. But he says that having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is dangerous and harmful. Now, when you think about this, for a Christian, it's all about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not an if or and. It's not a maybe I should, maybe I could. It's exactly what it's all about. Now, in John, I won't get all preachy on you, I promise, but I've got to lay down some foundation here. In John 14:6, Jesus said to somebody who was asking him a question, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, in the video, the Pope says that the only way to connect with God, right? The only connection to God is through the church. Even though the guy he says he follows, Jesus, says that he's the only way to the Father, to God. The Pope goes on to say that the personal relationship with Jesus is just wrong. Now, that is totally and scripturally incorrect. All right, there is, he goes on to say, there's no do-it-yourself in the church. There's no freelancers. How many times do we hear Pope Benedict describe the church as a we church? Sometimes you may hear someone say, I believe in God, in Jesus, but the church, no, I don't care for. How many times have you heard this? He goes on to say, this is wrong. There are those who believe that you have a personal relationship, direct and immediate relationship with Jesus Christ outside the communion and mediation of the church. Those temptations are dangerous and harmful. They are, in the words of the great Pope Paul IV, absurd. Yeah, see, he's off, people. He's off. All right, the bottom line is you can have a personal relationship. Not only that, you're required to have one. Not only that, the church, as it's spoken about, yeah, the church, when spoken about in that light, is the body of Christ. So the church, even though there's different factions of our church, even though there's different, you know, I know you've heard this. I'm not going to try to school you here. So you got Christians that are Baptists, that are Lutherans, that are I don't even know. I mean, they're just all over the place, non-denominational. Right, seven. Yeah, I'll do more of this on the other side of the break. This is important. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Please answer the question.
I keep threatening to get a disco ball. I will one day.
We are back.
Sit back down in your chair.
Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And always, like I say, always a pleasure to have you here with me. Now, what was I talking about? God, I lost my mind. Just momentarily. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the Pope. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know a couple of you, when I talk about Catholic things, you get very upset with me, but I'm never disrespectful about it. And if your attitude, if you're a right-wing Christian conservative and you're a Catholic, and I talk about something that might be wrong in Catholicism or off, then aren't you being the same, I'd say, hypocrite that you say that the others are being when they won't allow conversation? Now, the Pope cannot supersede Scripture. It just doesn't work that way. The Pope's there to back up Scripture, to shore it up. Yes, the Catholics believe that he's a mediator between God and man. But the reality is, when he says, you know, you can't go directly to God or what have you, and Jesus says you can through him, then we've got a problem. I mean, we really have a problem. Now, he seems like he loves people. He seems like he cares. I get all of that. I'm not putting him down. I'm really not. I'm just saying, in this particular instance, he's off, which is why you have to be careful. You have to check what people say. You have to make sure that the guy behind the pulpit that you're listening to is using Scripture. Otherwise, it's his opinion. Right? So anyway, you know, do a little research on that. We'll put that up on the website later on. But
But do a little research on that yourself, if you care. If you don't care, don't do any research. I don't, you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But, oh, God. Somebody just sent me, here's what really happens when a fly lands on your food. I don't care. I really just don't care. Oh, anyway, where was I? Disgusting. You guys have some interesting stuff during the break, though. I mean that sincerely, too. Brilliant meme shows the difference between Islam, Christianity, and Buddhism. You know, I've said this all along, that when you lay it all out, whose rules are what and what they're supposed to do. And it's really funny because Islam has the same issue that, frankly, mainstream Christianity has. We all argue over what's right and wrong. We argue over what the word says about something. Now, some of them say that they're not supposed to stone. Some of them say that they're not supposed to stone a woman to death for adultery or what have you. Others say they are. But I'm not a Muslim. I don't follow Islam, so I wouldn't know. But somebody sent it up with a chart, thinking they were being cute and funny, and I guess they are to a degree. It basically shows you that the reality is that under Islam, there are more penalties that, you know, end in death or cutting something off than there is now, than there is in other religions. So anyway, all right, I got some good ones for you. You're gonna love some of these. Let me see. Because these are the ones I looked at the other day, and I went, you know, I got to get to these because these are really funny. So 4th of July is coming up. Yeah, I'm going to make you sick. Which one should I do? Should I do the Guantanamo? Oh, yeah, do that one first. So Guantanamo Bay, you know, it's trying to be closed. You know, there's been hearings on it. You know, there's a whole bunch of garbage going on. And Senator Tom Cotton had some blistering comments that he aimed at the U.S. Department of Defense's official responsible for the Guantanamo Bay policies. And let me see. He opens the conversation by saying, Obama's promoting a caliphate. He's releasing terrorists that have already returned to the battlefield and importing hundreds of thousands of Muslims into the USA for war from war-torn countries. And then he starts asking questions of this. Let me see if I can pull it up here. That would be like really, if I can play this, that'd be cool. What? Hello? Yeah. No, that'd be too easy, huh? We knew that was going to be too easy, didn't we? But basically, you can see Cotton, or you hear Cotton, going after this guy, and he doesn't know what to do. Oh, here. No, it did come up. Hold on one second. You got to hear this. Yes, I know. Dead spots aren't good in radio, but well, I'll get over myself. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Senator Tom Cotton talking about releasing prisoners from Gitmo. Check it out.
Now, let's look at the propaganda value. How many detainees were at Guantanamo Bay on September 11, 2001?
Zero.
How many were there in October 2000 when Al-Qaeda bombed the USS Cole?
Zero.
Or about 1998 when they bombed their embassies?
The facility was not open before 2002, Senator.
Hey, just so, just if you're keeping score, we're zero for three.
93 in the first World Trade Center bombing.
Same answer.
1979 when Iran took over our embassy. 1983, when Hezbollah.
Zero for six. So even though the president and Mrs. Clinton and others keep saying, shamelessly keep saying, hey, this Guantanamo Bay is being used as a recruiting tool for ISIS. Yeah, it's impossible.
Bombed our embassy and our Marine barracks in Lebanon. The answer is zero.
Correct.
Islamic terrorists don't need an excuse to attack the United States. They don't attack us for what they do. They attack us for who we are. It is not a security decision. It is a political decision based on a promise the president made on his campaign. To say that it is a security decision based on propaganda value that our enemies get from it is a pretext to justify a political decision. In my opinion, the only problem with Guantanamo Bay is there are too many empty beds and cells there right now. We should be sending more terrorists there for further interrogation to keep this country safe. As far as I'm concerned, every last one of them can rot in hell.
Amen!
But as long as they don't do that, then they can rot in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, I'm there. Anybody else? I mean, seriously. Is this ridiculous or what? I mean, the fact that they won't admit that there's issues here, that there's problems here, it just infuriates me. What are they afraid of? You know, it's okay to admit you've done something wrong or you were off on something if it actually helps. If it actually helps keep people safe. Another clip somebody sent me was, I like this one too. Hillary Clinton, you know, it's funny how this is why the Dems hate the interweb so much. Really. Hillary Clinton could have been Donald Trump in a skirt 20 years ago. Yeah, some of you don't like that. Too bad. Deal with it. Take a listen.
Not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country.
Did you hear that? She would not want, I can't even come close to her, but she would not want to do anything that would encourage illegal immigration in this country. That was 1993. Apparently she's changed her mind. And Donald says,
we have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
They sound the same, right? Same person. Seriously.
Country.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
Mexican government's policies are pushing migration.
The Mexican government is much smarter, much sharper, much more cunning, and they send the bad ones over because they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to take care of them.
Look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
And some of these people are causing tremendous problems. All you have to do is look at the crime wave. If I'm elected, they're going to be out of there day one.
I voted for border security, and some of it was a fence. I don't think we ever called it a wall. Maybe in some places it was a wall.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border.
You know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary. We need to have tougher employer sanctions. And
we have a country. We have to have borders. We have borders. We have to have laws. We either have...
You know, funny how they forget their own words. Funny how this holier-than-thou attitude with Hillary and her clan. They can't... There's no way, because if a Republican says it, even if they're right... I had this happen to me on Facebook with somebody. We were actually in agreement. Our comments lined up exactly. I said, oh, my God, we should go buy a lottery ticket. We're in agreement. He was such a hardcore progressive lefty that he immediately chimed back and said, oh, no, we don't agree. I'm like, okay. Look at what you wrote, you moron. We are in total agreement with each other. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. We're going to have more. I think I'm going to do some more clips in the next hour. Lining up Mrs. Clinton. Yeah, I'm trying to be nice. Mrs. Clinton and where she falls in line with Donald. And then I got another clip of our wonderfully educated young people on what the 4th of July is actually all about. What does it mean? Why do we have it? Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour. Seriously, you're going to have a good time. Go do what you got to do. Grab a sandwich. Don't grab a sandwich. Whatever makes you feel good. We'll be right back.